Today's daf is Bava Basra daf Lamed Gimel, and we are four lines from the bottom of daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis Rava Bar Sharshum. Today's daf is being learned as a schus for Achenu Bnei Yisrael and a Sunu Batzaru Vashiv. So we're still moving along in Perek Cheskes Abatim, learning some of the most classic yeshiva dafin ever. And really, without any further introduction, Zok de Heilige Gemara. Rava bar Sharshum nothak aleha kala de ka'ochel aradiyasmi. A rumor spread that Rava bar Sharshum was living on property that belonged to Yisoimim, and he was eating from the papers. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya calls Rava bar Sharshum into his office, and he says, Emali izi gufa do uvdo hechi hafa. I know you, Rava bar Sharshum. You're someone that is a good person. There's no way you're frivolously living and benefiting from Aradi Asmi. So there must be the rest of the story. So Emily Easy, Kufa do Uvda Hechi Hava, what is that rest of the story? Omale, he told him, Arabi Mashkunta have an ikitna ma'avuan di Yasmi. I had loaned money to the father of these Yisayim. Now, in exchange for the money that I had given, the loan, the father gave me a piece of property, and the arrangement was what's known as a mashkanta desura. So a mashkanta desura is something that the Gemara discusses in detail in Perek Ezeu Neshech. The basic gist of it is that the loiva gives the malva a piece of property that he owns. The malva is allowed to eat from the peiros of that property, and every year that the malva eats from the payers of that property, a certain percentage of the loan is amortized. And the amount of the loan that's amortized is not dependent and contingent upon how much payers that he eats. And it's for that reason, in the world of ribbis, this is not an issue. So for example, if the loan was $10,000, the mashkin was given to the malva for 10 years, every year, $1,000 of that loan is going to be reduced. The bottom line is, Rava bar Sharshum told Abaya that the father of these Yisoimim had been my life, and he gave me a mashkin. And the arrangement of the mashkin was mashkanta desura. As a result, I lived on this piece of property for 10 years. Now, you should know that v'havali zuzi achrini gabe. There was another loan that I had given to the father of these Yisoimim, for which there was no arrangement of mashkanta desura. Now, the father died, and as a result, I have no ability to collect this loan. Now, the truth is that it is possible for a person who loans money to someone, when the person dies, to collect the loan. You collect it from the assignment. But collecting from the assignment has a bunch of limitations. Specifically, as we're going to see in a minute, haboli par minechsi assignment lo yipare ela b'shvua. So that if somebody wants to collect a loan from the assignment of the loiva, he can. He has to swear. Another limitation is unless the Yisoimim are already gedolim. If they're ketanim, you don't have the ability to collect. As we're going to see in the course of the Gemara, these Yisoimim were also ketanim. The point is that Rava bar Sharshum had another loan that he wanted to collect, but he had no easy ability to go ahead and collect on it. So Rava bar Sharshum was a Baal Kishrin. He learned the sugyas of Cheskes Abatim. So he said the following, Amino, I made a cheshbon, imad rano la'aro le'yasmi, if I'm going to take the land and I'm going to return it to the assignment, which is something that I'm obligated to do, because I have it for 10 years, based on the terms of the Mashkanta Desura. But the Mashkanta Desura expired. Va'amino, and then I'm going to go and I'm going to tell the assignment, v'isli zuzi achri negabi da'avucha, and that you know your father had borrowed additional money from me. What's going to happen? We're going to go to court, and Amar Rabbanon, the rabbis are going to say, Haboli pari minechsi yisoimim, lo yipari ela b'shvua. I'm going to have to swear, and I don't want to swear. Elos, I made the following calculation. I said, Ach b'shei l'shtar mashkanto. Let me hide the shar mashkanto. V'uchlo shir zuzi. And I'm going to continue living on this piece of property as if it's mine. Now, no one's going to be able to call me out. The reason is because that shtar that proves that it's not mine, that shtar mashkanto, that's hidden under my mattress, that you're not going to be able to find. I've been living here for the last 10 years, which means I can prove Adim that I quote-unquote made a cheska skimel shonim. So that really, if I want a taina lekuchehi biyadi, and I want to make believe that I'm the balabas, that's something I can do. Stating that, said Rava Bar Sharsham, the Migu, the Ipa Ina, Amina Lakuchi Ibi Yadi Mehemna. Had I done all this, I would be believed to say that I really bought it. Ki Amina Isli Zuzi Gabaichu Mehemna. Therefore, if I say instead that Isli Zuzi Gabaichu, that in and of itself should be enough for me to be believed. And he said, the reason I'm living here right now is because I am trying to collect on a loan that's really owed to me. I'm not frivolously stealing from the assignment. And the reason I'm doing it in this way is because I don't want to have to swear. And aboli par menachsi assignment lo yipara ela b'shvua. So I figured, let me just live on this piece of property. By me living here, I will eat from the payers. Eating from the payers will reduce the loan. And that's what I'm doing. I'm not stam going and stealing from the assignment, but rather what I'm doing is I'm collecting on an old loan. Says the Gemara, Amale, Sambaya told Rav Bar Sharshum that your whole shtickle Torah is predicated on the fact that you have a migo, that you should be believed to say everything that you're saying, and you should be able to collect on this money without physically having to swear. Because if you wanted, you could have said Lekuchi Biyadi, and had you said Lekuchi Biyadi, Mehemna, you would have been believed, and you would have been able to keep it for yourself. So Abayi told him, that's not true. Why? Lekuchi Biyadi Le Moses Amr. If you wanted to say Lekuchi Biyadi, that's not something you could have done, and the reason is, Do'ika Kola Da'ara De'asmi. Because we started this whole Gemara by saying that there was a rumor spread that the Oilam was of the opinion that this property belonged to the assignment. And being that there was a coil that said that this property belonged to the assignment, that takes away, it disarms your ability to say Lekuchi Biyadi. As a result, if you can't say Lekuchi Biyadi, now you're a regular Aboli Par Menachsi Yisoymim. Aboli Par Menachsi Yisoymim Lo Yipara Ela B'Shvua. By the way, Aboli Par Menachsi Yisoymim Lo Yipara, unless they're ready Gdoilim. And as we mentioned earlier, they were Ktanim over here. So he told him, Zila Hadrin Nehalayu, you have no choice but to give the property back. I mean, you can't even swear and take it. V'chigadli Yasmi, when the Yisoymim are going to get older, Ishtoy Dina Vadayu, then you can take them to court, then you'll swear, and then you'll be able to collect. But in the interim, your Shtikl Torah of Haboli Parah Nechsi Yisomilei Parah Lashua being bypassed because of Amigo is not going to work. And the reason it's not going to work is because there's a Kola Da'ara De'asmehi. And because there's a Kola Da'ara De'asmehi, it's for that reason that knocks out your Amigo. So this Gemara, like the Gemaras that we saw yesterday, is a Gemara that the Rishonim and the Achronim and the Rosh Hashivas put a lot of koiches into in terms of explaining a lot of the nuances, specifically the migu and why did he even need a migu? Let him just say lekuchi biyadi, etc., etc. Valzen nemar tein lochachem v'yech gamoid. But two pieces that are worth speaking out that the Rashbam and Tosfos both talk about right here in the Gemara is number one. Abaya told Rav Bar Sharshum that your migu doesn't work. And the reason your migu doesn't work is the ha'ika kola da'ara de'asmehi. Because there's a coil that says that this property belongs to the assignment. And as a result, you can't be believed with a migu. What does that mean? Because there's a coil that the land belongs to the assignment, it's for that reason you don't have a migu. So it's machlokes Rashbam and Tosfos had to understand Pashup Shan in the Gemara. The Rashbam says that what Abaya was telling him was that coil that said that the land belongs to the assignment is the equivalent of a macha. In fact, in the words of the Rashbam, Ein lecha macha gedoy l'mizu. We had that sprach already. Ein lecha macha gedoy l'mizu. We're going to have to figure out which one is really the spitz macha. But the point is, Ein lecha macha gedoy l'mizu, that coil. Bir hadvarim. Really, every time a person claims about a piece of property, Lekuchi Biyadi, what's the response? Ach Vishtarcha. What's the teretz? After 3 years, like the Gemara said, on the Chavtes Amar Aleph, right in the beginning of the Perek, a person is Loy Mizdar Inish Bishtara. If, however, there's a Ma'ar that's Moicha, so that alerts the person to have to know that he has to hold on to Ishtar, and as a result, Hadar Dina, that there's a Reyesa of Ach Vishtarcha. The Macha, says the Rashbam, that is Ein Lecha Macha Gedoy B'Mizu, was the coil that it belonged to the assignment. To the extent that there was a coil that this property belonged to the assignment, that should have required the Machzik to be more on his game and to realize that he can't just lose this shtar because he's going to have to fend against this coil. And as a result, the taina of after 3 years Lo Mizdar Inish B'Shtara goes away, and because it goes away, Hadar Dina that there's a reis of Ach V'Shtarcha, and if there's a reis of Ach V'Shtarcha, now you're not going to have a Cheskes Gimel Shana. So it's not really a Macha, says the Rashbam. But really, it does what a macha does. The macha, amongst other things, takes away the taina of after 3 years, loy mizdai inish b'shtara. And this coil really did the same thing. Just like the macha, if somebody's protesting, somebody's claiming that he owns this piece of property, what are you going to say? Oh, I lost the deed? Come on. If you're living peacefully and happily in a house for the last bunch of years, and a guy knocks on your door and he contests it and he says, where's the deed? He might say, I don't know, I had it in a drawer somewhere, I can't remember where I put it, maybe it got lost. That's a legitimate taina. But if somebody's protesting and somebody's being meichel, well, then you're going to hold on to the shtar for dear life because you know that's the only way you're going to be able to maintain your property. The koil essentially was the same thing, says the Rashbam. And that's why Abaya told Rav Bar Sharshim, you can have a migul from today till tomorrow, but at the end of the day, kivan de ikka kola de arde yasmihi, that makes a reyes of achvishtarcho. If there's a reyes of achvishtarcho, there's no cheskes gimel shanim. If there's no cheskes gimel shanim, then you don't have a migu, and that's why he told him that your Torah is not going to work. Tosfos learns a little bit differently. Tosfos learns a little bit more simple. Tosfos says that we know migu works, but at the same time, migu has limitations. And one of the limitations that a migu has is that you don't say migu that a person could have said something where if he would have said that other thing, he'd be viewed as an azponim. So there's a chazaka, ein adam meis ponov b'fnei bal chayvei, for example. So too, migu doesn't work when I have a migu, I could have tied it something where the oilam's going to look at you as a mechitzif. And being that over here, what's your migu? You could have said that I bought it from the assignment, and everybody knows that really it belongs to the assignment. So it would be a certain level of ha'azas ponim for you to say that, and that's what Abai was telling him. You're coming with a migu, you could have said, l'kuchi v'yadi, you have a cheskes gimel shanim. It's a migu b'mokim azus ponim, and migu b'mokim azus ponim. One other discussion in the Rishonim that the Rashbam and Tosfos both talk about that I think is worth mentioning, even though it's a little agav in the story, is what was Rav Bar Sharshum's pikchus? His pikchus was that if he would have said that the Avi HaYisoyimim owed me money and now you Yisoyimim have to make payment, he would have had to have sworn. He didn't want to swear. So he came up with a patent, which was, I have a migu. Migu allows me to collect without having to swear. Now the truth is, Tosfos speaks out that from the Gemara it sounds like that what was bothering Rav Bar Sharshum, it was the shvua. From the end of the story, you see that the Yisoyimim were ketanim, which means that even if Rav Bar Sharshum would have sworn, he would have had to have waited a little bit, right? He could not have collected right away. Which means that there were really two things working against him from trying to collect in the old-fashioned erlich way. Number one, you would have to swear. Number two, you have to wait until they have a bar mitzvah, because until then, they're ketanim, and you're not going to be able to collect. Yet, from the story, it sounds like the only thing that was bothering him was the shvua. It's really the lashon of the Gemara, right? Amino de Isli Zuzi, because what did he say? He said that if I'm going to say that I have money by the father, Amar Rabbanon, the Rabbanon said, Haboli par minechsi samilay par el b'shvu. He doesn't mention Rabbi Bar Sharshum Tabai that I was worried about waiting. It sounds like waiting wasn't really the issue. The issue was the shvu. No, that must be the way it was. Akasha famaisa. That's what Tosfos observes from the Gemara. But the point is, what was he trying to finagle? He was trying to circumvent the Shvuah. So what's his way of circumventing the Shvuah? By saying that I could have said the Kuchi B'yadi. If I would have said the Kuchi B'yadi, I wouldn't have had to have sworn. So if that's the case, why should I have to swear now? Says the Rashbam, and says Tosfos, that's all Pasha. Somebody goes over to someone, he says, you're on my piece of property. And the person says, it's not true, it's my piece of property. L'kuchi B'yadi. Does that person have to swear? So you say, I don't know, why should he have to swear? But Tosfos, of course he has to swear. Because really, in Lumbus, the way we view that person, the way we see the Nitva, is as if he's a Kofer HaKol. And we know that a Kofer HaKol, even though Medayraisa doesn't have to swear, a Medayraisa Mitzvah swears, but not a Kofer HaKol, but that's Rav Nachman's Shvuos Hesses. We know that if somebody says, Loi Hayu Dvar Mi'olam, if somebody is Kofer HaKol, he needs to swear, albeit Midrabban on a Shvuos Hesses. Which means, says the Rishonim, that even if this person would have said the kuchi b'yadi, he would have had to have sworn. What would he have to have sworn? Shvuos Hesses. Shvuos Hesses is a shvuah de Rabbanan. Haboli par minechsi samilei par el v'shvuah is also a shvuah de Rabbanan. So how could the migu that he could have said l'kuchi biyadi remove the shvua, even if he would have said l'kuchi biyadi, he would have had to have sworn. Or be it shvua's heses. So l'chayra, his whole eitz is dead on arrival. What's he trying to circumvent? Like Tosa speaks out. The shvua. That's what he's trying to finagle. How are you finagling the shvua? Because you have a migu, you could have said l'kuchi biyadi, and then you would not have had to have sworn? Not true. If you would have said l'kuchi biyadi, you would have had to have sworn. It's a different shvua. It's shvua's heses. What's the difference? They're both shvua derabbanan. So a man of shach, you would have had to have sworn. So if a man of shach, you would have had to have sworn. So l'chayr, this whole eitz over here is dead on arrival. So if you look at the Rashbam, it's six lines from the top. Dibra maschel mehem nino. The Rashbam asks this kasha. Says the Rashbam, mehem nino b'loy shvua. Why? The einish bo in ala karkois. He's coming to bavarn this kasha. What are you going to tell me? Maman of shach, this person would have had to have sworn. Because even had he said l'kuchi biyadi, he would be a koifer akoil who has to swear heses. Says the Rashbam, it's not true. Because there's a rule, einish ban ala karkois. You never swear by karka. Even shvod eiraisa, you don't swear when it comes to karka. And being that einish ban ala karkois, and what are we dealing with over here? Karka, it's my property. No, it's my property. So a koifer akoil on karka doesn't swear shvod heses. That's why he had the migu. For oid says to the Rashbam, the cheska shalo shonim b'mokim shtar kaimo. Being that over here, this person has a cheska skimel shonim, the Mashkanta de Sura, Cheskes Gimel Shonim is B'mokim Shtar. And if he would have a Shtar, would he have to swear? Of course not. So if somebody goes over to someone, he says, you owe me money, and then the Nitva pulls out a Shtar that he doesn't owe him money, even Rav Nachman doesn't hold, you need a Shvuas Heses. And Cheskes Gimel Shonim says, Rashbam Gishmak is B'mokim Shtar, and being that it's B'mokim Shtar, it's for that reason that you don't have to swear. And it's for that reason you have a Migu. If you look at Tosfos, Dibra Maschul, Migu, Diboy, Lomem, L'kuchi, Biyadi, Tosfos says differently. Tosfos asks it as a V'im Toimer and a V'yei Shloimer, and Tosfos says that no, there would be no Shvuas Heses had he said l'kuchi biyadi, and the reason is because even the Yisoymim, when they were tiny B'teiras Shema. They weren't tiny B'teiras Bari. Because really, this was all their father's Geschäft. So they know the best that they can know. But in Halacha, in the world of Tain V'nitin, their Tain is what would be referred to as a Tain as Shema, not a Tain as Bari, and it's for that reason there would be no Shvua. But it's just the Geschmack of Rashbam and Tosfos tucked away a little bit here on Daf Lamed Gimel, because you see from here that really every single My Boss Bahai Ara, in theory, should require a Shvua's Hasis. And when you think of all the Cheskas Abatim cases, you don't think of Shvua's Hasis. And this is where the Rishayim speak it out. Why is there no Shvuas Heses? And really, the Rashbam's two Mahalchim are the two Ikum Mahalchim that really relate to all the Bava Basra cases. Number one, Ein Nishpan Ala Karkois, and Cheskes Abatim by definition is dealing with Karka. And number two, once the other person can prove that he's been there for 3 years, it's the equivalent of having a Shtar. And if you would have a Shtar, you wouldn't have to swear Shvuas Heses. So, L'kuchi B'yodi V'achalti Yishnei Chazaka, that would not require a Shvuas Heses either way. Zokti Gemara Vayit, Kravi de Ravi Yidi Bar Rabin, another classic. A relative of Ravidi by Rabin Shachif passed away, Veshafik Dikla, and he left over a dekel, left over a palm tree. This was his Yerusha, this was his estate, it was a dekel. Ravidi by Rabin Omar, Ravidi by Rabin said, Anok Riv Netve. Now this person didn't have any real proper next of kin. He didn't have any children. And as a result, the Olam was trying to figure out who is the Karev, meaning who's the closest relative, so that he's the one that's going to Yarsh. Now, Ravidi by Rabin, like the story began, was a relative, and he said, not only am I a relative, I'm not Karev Netvei, I'm the closest relative. Ahu Gavro, there was another Yid Omar who said, I'm not Karev Netvei, no, I'm the closest relative. They were fighting it out, L'soif, Oidi Lei De'iu Karev Tvei. At the end, he was moided to him that really, this person, meaning the machzik was moided to Rav Idi Barabin, that Rav Idi Barabin is the Karev Tvei. Ukma Rav Chizda Biyode, and as a result, no, if he's moided, there's nothing to talk about anymore. So Rav Chizda took the dekel and he gave it to Rav Idi Barabin. Amalei, so Rav Idi Barabin told Rav Chizda, Lahadali Peri Da'ocha Me'ahu Yoima Ad Hashta. He said, I appreciate it very much, and what I would like from you in return is, can you now make sure that I get all the peris that this person had eaten me'ahu yoyma ad hashtam? In other words, it seems that before the Karev was moida to Rav Idi Bar Abin, that Rav Idi Bar Abin was Karev Tvei, that other Karev, that Ahu Gavra, was living on the property. Now, what was his basis to live on the property? So the Rashbam says, because if you have a piece of property and two people are fighting, he said, and you don't know who the proper owner is, so what's the halacha? Called Olam Gavra. So it seems that this person was Olam from Rav Idi Bar Abin, and he was living there and he was eating from the pears. Now he went ahead and now he was Moida. So Rav Chisda gave him the dekel. So Rav Yehuda bar Rava told Rav Chisda, well, now that this person was moided, that it really belongs to me, so lahadili peyre d'achmayu ay madashta, I want him now to pay all the back taxes. Now you have to give me all the peyres that he ate from the time that he was the olam gavar up until now. Amas Rav Chisda said, zehu sha'imim olav adam gadolu. This is the person that people say on him that he's an adam gadol. He says, come on, what kind of time is this? Amanko samichmar ahai. He says, your whole basis right now to be able to take this dekel is because it was moida that it belongs to you. Meaning he's really the olam, but he's being very nice to you and he's giving it to you. Up until now he was saying that he's the karif. So being that up until now he was saying that he's the karif, so it's for that reason, even though now he's being moida, that gives you a right to take him ikanu lahaba. But I'm afraid that you're not going to be able to get. In other words, this person was moida that really Rabbi Yehuda bar Rava is the karif tvei. Abetayned Rav Chisda, that only gives you schus a minute ikanu lahaba from the time that he was moida. But to go back into time, that already not. Says the Gemara, Abaye v'Rava lo yisfiru lo hadar Rav Chisda. Even though Rav Chisda said what he said, but Abaye v'Rava was not maskin to what Rav Chisda said. V'rada, Abaye v'Rava held, kiven lo oidi. Once this car was moida, he didn't have to be moida. But once he was moida, so now already it belongs to Rav Yehuda bar Rava. If it belongs to Rav Yehuda bar Rava, it belongs to Mikanu Laba, it belongs to Lamafreya. Rav Yehuda bar Rava is gerecht, and Abaye v'Rava held that this Yid had an obligation to even Lamafreya make Rav Yehuda bar Rava whole for all those peiros that he had eaten, which we now know he had eaten unlawfully. So before we go weiter, two ha'aras. The first ha'ara is, so there was a man who died, and he didn't leave over any children, but he did leave over a dekel. And the oil was trying to figure out who's the closest relative to know who is it that has the schus to yarshin this dekel. Rav Yehuda bar Rava and Hahu Gavra were the two final contenders. It came down between the two of them to try to figure out who's the karev tvei, who's going to be able to get it. We couldn't figure it out, and as a result, Bezdin Paskin called the Olam Gavra. Well, turns out that Yena was more Olam than Rav Yehuda bar Rava. He got the piece of property. He was living there. He was eating from the pears. L'soif oydi leid iu karev tvei. However, sometime later, that person was moida to Rav Yehuda bar Rava. That really, Rav Yehuda bar Rava was the karev tvei. And ukmer Rav Chisda biyodes. Rav Chisda says, chatchilu we said called the olam gaver, but now we're going to give you the properties. Rav Yehuda bar Rava got the dekel. He said, I appreciate the dekel, but I want more than that. Lahadili peiri. Dekel produces peiros, and he said, I want all those peiros that this person was eating before he was moided to me. So Rav Chisda heard that, he mocked the taina. He said, Zehu sha'imrim olav adam gadolu. He says, this is who they say about, he's an adam gadol. Aman kasam mechmar. Ahai, who are you relying on to be able to take the dekel on this person who was moided to you? No, he had said the whole time that he's the Karev Tvei. It's only Mikanu Lahaba that he's being Moida. And being that it's only Mikanu Lahaba that he's being Moida, so it's only Mikanu Lahaba that you're entitled. Abaye v'Rava says the Gemara, Yisfiru l'had Rav Chisda, they were Moida to this Taina of Rav Chisda. Faker, Kivin the Oidi Oidi, once he's Moida, and as a result, it's poshtent that Rav Yehuda bar Rava gets a Mikanu Lahaba, he also gets a Lamafreya, and yes, yet a person would have to make Rav Yehuda bar Rava whole for any peiros that he ate. The question is, what's the svara of Rav Chisda? Rav Chisda really liked his svara. Rav Chisda said, "Zehu sha'imrim olav adam gadol." This is the taina of an adam gadol. It's so poshut that even though this person was moida, but that hoida should only help him mikado lahabe. How could it help him l'mafred? Sarach bir. What's the taina? I mean, at first glance, I think Abaye v'Rava's taina seems to be the more reasonable taina, keeping the oidi. Yeah, you were saying that then, but now you are moida. So the minute you're moida, you're moida. If you look at the Rashbam, the last Rashbam on the Yomid, so Rashbam says as follows: Ahai, ahai das piv she moida achshav she at the karav yois. For iu the amar ad hashda. Up until this point, this person was saying I'm not kariv netvei. Va'achal peres bedin kol dolam gavah. And all the peres that I ate bedin. What then? Kol dolam gavah. V'zeh she moida achshav. Now that he was moida, hareyu kenoisim l'cha eso ilan midaita. The way we view it is right now he's giving you a gift. He's giving you the ilan. Afal picha lo zachisa by minadin. Even though really minadin, you have no basis to be able to get it. Says the Rashbam, what's the svara of Rav Chisda? The svara of Rav Chisda is that it's true this person was moida, but He was only Maida now. And the way we deher the Hidai is, Hareyu kenoisen l'chaya so'ilam midaita. It's as if he's giving it to you out of his own volition. He's being very kind to you that he's going ahead and he's giving it to you. Now, if that's the case, you're only getting it because of the fact that he's giving it to you as a gift. So the gift you get from the time that you got the gift, which is mikano l'haba. But mafrei, you're not going to be able to get it. Abai v'rava v'chaylik. Abai v'rava held kiven the oidi oidi. So I ask you, what is the hesber in this machloikis between Rav Chisda and Abai v'Rava? So the Rogachov Goyen in his Pirush al Rambam in Hilchas Nayru Besula Perak Aleph Alach Aleph says, you know what the Hezber is? It's the Machloikis, the Ktsois, and the Mari Evanle. It's so poshut. Rav Chisda held that Hoidos Padin Kimei Edom Dami is not an Emunah. We don't believe what you're saying. So when this Yid walks into Bezdin and he says that Ravidi Baravin is really the Karev, it's not the Pshat. Now Bezdin knows for a fact, as if two Edom would say that really he's the Karev. Nervous, it's his chayvus. You want to be mechayv yourself, you can be mechayv yourself. You want to give someone a gift, you have a right to give him the gift. But that is chayvus, that gift is only mekanu lahaba. And being that it's only mekanu lahaba, it's not something that works for mafreya. So it's for that reason. For mafreya, you have no schus to go ahead and be tevei the peiros. But abaye v'rova, they didn't hold it, Rav Chisda. They held kiven the oidi, because they held that the lomdus of Aidos Vadin Kimei Edom Dami is like the Ktsois learned. It's an emonos based on Rashi in Kedush and Daf Samech Vav, based on the parish of Kiyuzet, the parish of Moedim Bemikzas. And being that it's an emonos, so we believe you, Taka. And even though Adam Karabates al Atzmoy, but at the same time, when it comes to Aidos Vadin, it's a special Xeris Akosov that a person has an emonos. So being that there's a special Xeris Akosov that a person has an emonos, it's a real. It's a real namonis. So it doesn't just work mikanu lahaba. It's something that's going to work the mafreya as well. So said the Rogachava, that you want to know what the hezber of the machloikis is between Rav Chisda and Abai v'Rava. It's the machloikis ksois and the Maria v'Leif. Now that's poshut. Anyone that's a little rogel in the Torah, the Rogachava didn't quote the ktsois. The Rogachava didn't quote the Maria v'Leif. The Rogachava toich dvarav in the middle of a shtickle. Incidentally, if you want to look it up, it's the first Rambam in Hilchas Nairu Psula. The only disclaimer is, like anytime you look up any shtickel from the Rogachava, you get Chalishas Hadas. So if you don't want Chalishas Hadas, just take my word for it. This is pretty much what the Rogachava says in his language. But he reads Arum, this Chakira, Hoidos Padin Kimei Edom Dami is the pshat that we believe him, or Hoidos Padin Kimei Edom Dami, it's not that we believe him, but a person has a koyach to be Mechayiv himself if he wants to, and he says, I am Bava Basra Lamin Beis Vizeu Hezbra Machloikis Bein Rav Chisda Labai Verovo. So this Machloikis Amiram in the world of the Rogachava was Mamish this Shaila right here. That's the first R. The second R is a little bit lighter. And I saw this once in the Sfarim from Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer Shlita. I don't have a Sfarim with me right now, so I'm not exactly sure on which Sefer and on which page. But I saw this once in one of his Sfarim. He says, a Dover Nifla Mamish. The Ruyan Advarim Lamish Amram, that the Gemara says that after Rabbi Idi Barabim was Teveya, all the back taxes. So what did Rav Chisda say? He told him, Zehu Sha'imrim Olav Adam Gadolhu. This is the person that people say about him that he's an Adam Gadol. So he said, whoever said about Rav Idi Barabin that he's an Adam Gadol? Zehu Sha'imrim Olav Adam Gadolhu? Sounds like there might be a little bit more to the story. So he said, it's a Mefurish Gemara. Shabbos Daf Chof Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Rav Huna have a Rogel. Rav Huna used to always pass the entranceway of Rab Abin Nagra. Rab Abin, who was the carpenter. He saw that he was a Rogel Bener. He was always lighting Neiros. Amar, Rav Huna said, Trei Gavri Ravruvi Nafke Mehocha. You're going to see two great people are going to come out of this house. And Nafke Minayu V'kach Hava. It was Kishkogo Sheyotza Melifnei HaShalot. Rav Huna said those words. And this Rab Abin, the carpenter, was Zoychet to have two children that were Gavri Ravruvi. And you know who they were? Rav Idi Bar Abin and Rav Chiya Bar Abin. The Gemara says, O Rogel Bener, Havin Lobanim Tamid HaChamim. And Rav Huna used to pass the house of Rav Abin Nagra, and he said, you're going to see two Gavri Ravim of Viyah going to come from here. So said Rav Yaakov Chaim Sofer, that was Rav Chisda's comment. He said, Zeu Sha'imrim Olav Adam Gadol. Who said Rav Idi Bar Abin is an Adam Gadol? Rav Huna said it. When did Rav Huna say it? Shabbos Chav Gimel Amid Beis. He said that you're going to see two Gavri Ravim of Viyah going to come from here. Could be a little knach to add to the rest of the story, is the Gemara Masechtas Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph, where we know there was a little bit of history between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, and according to one Gerson in the Gemara, anyways, they didn't talk to each other for 40 years. So that would add a little bit of the knetch that Rav Chisda's commenting. He says, Zeu she'omrim olav adam gadol, because it's not just Rav Chisda saying it. Rav Chisda saying it about what Rav Huna said, and in light of some of the history between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, maybe that's a little bit of a knife. Either way, the Divrei Pi Chacham Chein, this Gemara right here, talked away in one of the most lamdish Gemaras ever. Bava Basra Lama Gimel Amar Aleph HaTashaychis, with that Gemara in Masech Teshabes, Daf Chof Gimel Amar Beis, everything is Mechubar, everything is attached. It's really, really beautiful. Zok Gemara Vayit, Zeh Mishal Avoysa, Zeh Mishal Avoysa. I said, this next Gemara we can go through a little bit quicker, because really, we just learned this Gemara in detail on the top of Daf Lamed Aleph Amar Aleph, and as we'll see, the Gemara is repeating it, just because the signon of this Gemara is similar to the signon of the previous Gemara. So one person walks into Bezin and he says, this piece of property belongs to my Zaydis. And another person walked in, he said the same exact thing. The one, let's call him Ruvain, was able to bring Edom to support his claim that this property belonged to Zaydis. Was not able to bring Edom that he, this property belonged to Avoisai, but he was able to bring Edim that he had a cheskas gimel shanim. Amr Rav Chisda, so Rav Chisda said, Maloi l'shaker. This person that brought Edim, not shel Avoisai, which was his claim, but rather that he had a chazaka, has a migui. Boy, amr le minachsav into vachaltiya shnei chazaka. If he wanted a lie, then why would he have said shel Avoisai? What he should have said was that really it's shel Avoisecha, but I purchased it from Avoisecha, or I purchased it from you, and although I don't have a shtar to prove it, I've been living here for 3 years, I have a cheskas gimel shanim. Thus, he has a migu, maloi l'shaker, and for that reason, said Rav Chisda, even though Reuven is the one that has the edei chazok, that has the edim of Avoisai, and Shimon does not, but Shimon has a migu, and because of his migu, he ends up winning. Abai v'rova l'sfir l'hadar Rav Chisda, the Gemara says, Abai v'rova didn't agree with Rav Chisda's psak, because maloi l'shaker, but mokim edim lo yamrino, because being that Reuven, who said shal Avoisai, has edim shal Avoisai, so essentially, you want to believe Shimon, with a migo, kineged edem, migo b'makom edem lo yamrina, and it's for that reason, this is something that's not going to work. So again, this is something that the Gemara talked about in detail on Daf Lamed Aleph. The reason we're repeating it here is because the Gemara mentioned a case in Cheskes Abatim, Rav Chisda paskin one way, Abaye v'rova loy sviralu hader Rav Chisda, which is the identical signun to the Gemara of Krevi de Ravide Baramen. That's why the Gemara chazed it here. Zok the Gemara. One more story. Yehuda Amalei Lecharbi, a person told his friend, my boy is Payara, what are you doing on my property? Amalei, so he told me, Noch Zavni, Vachalti Yishnei Chazaka. What do you mean? What am I doing here? I bought it from you, and I've been living here already for 3 years. I have a Cheskas Gimel Shonim. Azal, I see Sadi. So he went to try to find Edom, and he brought Edom to Ochla Tartishne, that he lived there for 2 years. It was a fatal mistake. Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said, Hodra Ara, Vahodra Peri. You have to return the Ara. And the reason you have to return the Ara is because you don't have Edei Chazaka that you were there for 3 years. You have Edei Chazaka that you were there for 2 years, but close, but not 3 years. And as a result, you don't have a Cheskas Gimel Shan. Not just that, you have to return the payers. And the Rashbam says, you know why you have to return the payers? Because you just brought Edim that proved that you ate the payers of somebody else's field for 2 years. In fact, Rashbam says, if he wouldn't have brought Edim that he lived there for the last 2 years, he would not be chayiv to return the payers. Then it would be a whole different Shulchan Aruch in terms of how we go about figuring out whether he owes him the payers or doesn't owe him the payers. But once he brings Edom that he's been there for 2 years, checkmate. Now he has to give him back all the payers. Now, had he brought it? Edom that he was there a third year, he'd get everything. But being that he only brought Edom, he was there for 2 years, he was a Moisif Gereya, because he doesn't have Edei Chazaka, but at the same time, there's also Edom that he ate the payers of somebody else's field for 2 years. So Rav Nachman Paskim Hodra Arava Hodra Peri. Amar Azid, Rav Zvid said, Im Tarn Va'am Alu Peri Siradati. What would be if this person would have said, it's not what he said, but this is just parenthetically speaking. What would be if this person said, when Reuven went over to Shimon, and he told him, my boy is Bahayar. If Shimon would have came back and said, L'peiris yiradati, I'm an oris, I'm a sharecropper, I have the schus to eat all the peiris, or percentage of these peiris. Neman, then the halacha is, he would be believed. So if somebody says, L'peiris yiradati, he's believed. Now, this is a monkey wrench in the whole Cheskes Abatim. In all the Cheskes Abatim cases, Reuven tells Shimon, what are you doing on my property? He says, it's my land. Oh, my land? But Zok Rav Zvid on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis im Ton va'amar. If instead of saying it's my land, he would say it's your land. Narvas leperos yeradati. In this case already, he would be believed, and he backed it up. He said, "Lamed Gimel Rav Yehuda didn't the Amir Rav Yehuda say, hey man, they're not getting maglo v'tuvlaya. If somebody's holding a magal, that's some farming tool. V'tuvlaya is also a farming tool, a rope. Va'amar, and he says, Ezel igadre ledikla deplanya dezavni nahali. And he says, I want to go now and do work on this dekel because I own that dekel. I don't own the field, but I own the payrois of that dekel. Mehemin, the halach is he's believed to say that. Alma, what do you see from him? Like, chatzivinish, the gazar dikla, the lavdilei, there's an umdana, there's a chazaka that a person won't go ahead and be such a mechutziv and cut down a dekel that belongs to somebody else. Hachanami, like, chatzivinish, lamecha per the lavdilei, there's a svara of like, chatzivinish, lamecha per the lavdilei. So, the reason in all these Cheskes Abatim cases we're getting involved is because the person's claiming that it's my property. If, however, he would say that it's not my property, but it's my peiros, is a svar of lechatz of inish, and that would be a very, very strong taina, and by that itself, he would be able to be believed based on that taina of leperos iradati. So the Gemara says, one second, I understand. You tell me a person's believed to say leperos iradati based on what? Based on an umdana, like chatzavinish the gazet diklo the lavdilei yochi ara nami. So why is ara any different? So the Gemara says no. Ara amrina leachvi shtarcha. When it comes to ara, there's always a reisa. Where's your star? Yochi perinami. So why should peris be different? So the Gemara shtar the peri leavdiyach because people don't write shtaris when it comes to a purchase and a sale of peris. There's no reis of achvi shtarcha because there's no reis of achvi shtarcha. So therefore, you have the svar of lechatzavinish, the gazer dikla, the lavdilei. By karkin theory, on some level, you should have it also. But kineged the umdina of lechatzavinish, there's a reis of achvi shtarcha, right? This is Cheskes Abatim 101. But that's only true by Ara. When it comes to Paris, you don't have the Reis, and because you don't have the Reis, so over there it's going to be different. Now, there's one Rashbam that I think it's kedai to read inside, because without this Rashbam, it's very easy to take this Gemara completely out of context, and if you take this Gemara completely out of context, it could bring mamish churban la'olam, just in terms of not understanding what Rav Zvid was really saying. I mean, it sounds like Rav Zvid is saying that a person can just walk into somebody else's field, and start cutting and mices and harvesting and plucking and pruning, do whatever he needs to do based on an umdana lechatzavinish the gazet dikla the lavdile. Can't be that simple, right? So if you take a look at the Rashbam says as follows: Amar Rav Zvid itain neman dibra maschol neman b'masha achal l'mafre. When we say that if the person tainas leperes yiradati neman, number one, he's only neman l'mafre. He's neman to not have to give back any peiros that he already ate. Additionally, says the Rashbam, ubishfuas hases. He also has to swear a shfuas hases, dezavinu mineh, that he actually bought these peiros, right? He's no different than any other kofer akol, right? We saw in Amud Aleph, we made a big deal about this, the Rashbam and Tosfos, that anytime a person tainas lekuchi biyadi, he's a kofer akol, he should have to his shfuas hases. Why is there no shfuas hases in Cheskes Abatim, einishpan ala karkois, or the chazok is like you're holding a shtar. But over here, you don't have a cheskes gimel shanim, over here, you don't have a shtar. So avad over here, it's not a tain of einishpan ala karkois, so you're going to have to, without a question, swear a shfuas hases. So the Rashbam, va'afagav te'ikat sahadi dachlinu l'peiri, and even though there are eidim that prove that this person already ate the peiris, v'she'ena karka konu loy. Additionally, we have eidim that the karka belongs really to the ma'arer, but as it relates to the peiris, this person is neman l'mafreya that it was his peiris. V'leichotzef inish l'meichas la'arer dechavre u'lemeichol peir dechavre b'chinam ki demefarish v'asal. Umiyu says the Rashbam, mikan ve'elach lo yoicha b'lo yedim. But if you want to continue eating your mikan ve'elach without edim, that's not something you're allowed to do. V'shtar shakon ha'peiris, or if you have a shtar that you bought the peiris. The im king, because otherwise, kol adam yerid l'karka chaver. Every person's going to go into his friend's field. V'yoichal peir oisnav, and he's going to eat his peiris. The Yomer is going to say the Paris Miradity, Ma'achash Loy Nochash Le Ruish Balakarka, because we're not going to pay attention to the Ir of the Balakarka. So says the Rashbam that although this is a Chiddush, and you can't walk back the Chiddush of Rav Zvid, but at the same time, it's somewhat limited, and you have to take it in its proper context. Avada, there is an idea of Lechatzavinish, the Gazadikla, the Lavdile. And there is an idea, therefore, that if a person says L'peris Yiradati Neman, but two things. It only works for the L'mafreya. It doesn't work Mikano L'haba. The minute someone's Ma'ar, we throw you off the field. And if you start eating Peiris, you're going to have to make the person whole until you can prove otherwise. Additionally, you're also going to have to swear Shavuos Ases. But Enochinami, as it relates to the L'mafreya, and as it relates to it happening in conjunction with a Shavuos Ases, for that already, you are going to be believed. The truth is, Rashbam speaks this out a second time. Because Rav Zvid said in Tan, V'amar L'peiris Yiradati Neman. And he said, Lav mi, Amar Rav Yehuda, Hai Manda Nokan Magla V'tuvlaya. V'amar, and he said, Ezel, Gadu L'dikta L'pan, Yizavni D'le Mehemin. Right, if a person says that I'm on my way, he's carrying his tools with his overalls, and he's about to walk into the field, and he's about to start working. We let him walk into the field. So the Rashbam here speaks out that what we're doing now is we're letting this person go Mikanu L'hapa, right? Didn't I say a shtickle Torah that it only works on my Freya? So the Rashbam bavarns it, and the Rashbam says, no, when I said that it doesn't work Mikano Lahaba is when there's a Ma'ar. You have to say it's talking in this case where there is no Ma'ar. And there's no one saying, don't go into the field. We just don't know. This person claims that it's my field. Ordinarily, maybe we would say, let's investigate a little bit. A person's Nemon to say, L'peiros Yiradati, even Mikano Lahaba in the event that there's no Ma'ar. But Enochinami, if there's somebody being Ma'ar, then, like the Rashbam says, I said earlier, Mikanu L'haba, you would not be Billy. Either way, we're going to stop here at the next staff, by the way, here in Bava Basra, might be the daf with the Hey Ayidiyah. On Amid Aleph, you have Naskid the Rababa. On Amid Beis, you have Hahu Arba. It segues right into Lamid Hey, where the Gemara mentions a Mishnah in Bava Metziah, daf Kuf Amid Aleph, that you might have heard about. Hamachlif Par of the Chamar V'yolda. It just gets more and more intense, more and more geschmack. But we are going to stop here and go back to speak some foundational raid related to Cheskes Abatim, and really behemshech to the raid that we've been talking about the last couple of days, what we refer to as the Mavoi of Cheskes Abatim. And that is as follows. So if Reuven goes over to Shimon and he tells him, what are you doing on my property? Shimon says that the property belongs to me. The halacha is that unless Shimon has a shtar to prove that he purchased this property from Reuven, or he has a cheskas gimel shanim, he brings edim that he's been living there for the last 3 years, and that Reuven was not ma'ar during those 3 years, the halacha is Reuven is going to get his piece of property back. Meaning, be'etzem, Reuven, the ma'ar, the marikama, is in the right. If, however, Shimon has a shtar, Inami, Shimon has a cheskas gimel shanim, which he could support with Aiden, it's then and only then that Shimon is going to be able to get the property. So without the cheskas gimel shanim, let's focus on that, Shimon can't get the piece of property. When Shimon has a chazoka, then he gets the property. So here's the question. What is a cheskas gimel shanim? Now, to be clear, we spoke a little bit about this in the opening dafin to the perek, dafin from the previous machzer, but this is the Tufshin Pei Dalet version. What exactly is a cheskas gimel shanim? And I think, really, in order to appreciate the question of what is a cheskas gimel shanim, it's kedai to take a step back and talk a little bit about chazaka. So whatever gimel shanim is, it's a chazaka, right? The name of the perek is cheskas habatim. It's a cheskas gimel shanim. So in order to fully understand and dehear what the cheskas gimel shanim is, we need to just go back and chaza what we already know as it relates to understanding chazaka. So the word chazaka is a word that's thrown around a lot in Shas, certainly in yeshiva circles. And what's interesting about the word chazaka is that in different sugyas, it means something completely differently. In fact, there are several types of chazakas. The classic chazaka is what the Gemara refers to in Masechtas Chulin Daf Yud Amud Beis, Oiki Milsa Achazake, which means you have a suffix and you're not sure what to do. So there's an idea that we leave things at its status quo. Cheskas Heter, Chazal Kedemei Kara. There's so many different versions of it. You have a mikveh that you know was once a kosher mikveh, now all of a sudden there's a shiloh. Well, if the last thing you know this mikveh was kosher, so you're going to assume it's kosher. A nida went to be toivel, and you're not sure if the tefillah was a kosher tefillah. Well, the last thing we knew is that she was a nida. As a result, she's going to be becheskas tamei, etc., etc., etc. Your classic chazaka is when you have a suffix, you're not sure what the current status is. There's an idea of oikim milsa chazaka. The makar to this chazaka is the parasha of Nige Batim. The Gemara in Chulin Daf Yoram Bei says, Minoha milsa d'amr rabbanon oikim milsa chazaka. It's learned out from a koyin that walked into a house to determine whether this house is tame or not tame, whether it has a nega or doesn't have a nega, where the halacha is that if he determines that it has a nega, so the pasuk says v'yotzei min habayis, he leaves the house and he makes a declaration. He says that this house is a metzora, this house is tame. Now the Gemara says that maybe from the time that the kohen left the house until he declared that this house is tame, the status of the house changed. How do you know that it didn't change? Says the Gemara, must be, because being that the last thing we knew was that this house was Tame, so there's a chazaka that it's probably still Tame, and based on the fact that there's a chazaka that it's probably still Tame, the Kohen has a right to say that it's Tame. So you see from here that there's an idea of leaving something at its status quo. Minoha milsa d'am rabbanon oiki milsa chazake. It's learned out from the parashim de gebatim. So that's your classic, for sure the most common chazaka. Oiki milsa chazake. There's another type of chazaka, which is known as a cheskas umdina. In the Torah, the Chassam Sofer, it's referred to as a cheskas minog oilam. What's that chazaka? That's a chazaka that says that you could assume certain things just based on the way people conduct themselves. So, for example, we had in the beginning of Bava Basra, chazaka ein adam pereach choyvoy toich zmanoy. Chazaka ein adam terech besuda umafsida. The sugya of Pesach Pesuach Matzasni. Chazaka ein adam eis ponov ifnei bal choyvoy. What's that chazaka? Oiski milsa chazaka. You have a suffix, so just leave it at a status quo. Let me do it. Status quo. It's a cheskasumdino that we assume that people follow certain patterns, and as a result, there's an idea that if most people conduct themselves a certain way, we could assume that this person probably would do the same thing. We've mutched over the years. What's the difference between a cheskasumdino and a ruba de lesser kama? But the bottom line is, this chazaka is a whole different type of chazaka. It's an anantzahati that, being that we can assume that people usually follow the custom of the world, so it's based on that. We'll assume that this person in this context, in this setting, did the same thing. What's the makar to cheskas umdino? So that's a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi learns it out from the parasha of Makkah Ovir V'Imoy. Now, Makkah Ovir V'Imoy, we know, is the makar to Ruba de Lassa Kamon. Right? The Gemara says, how do you know Roiv? That's the next sugya in Masechtas Chulin, Daf Yud Aleph. So the Gemara says, you learn it from Makkah Ovir V'Imoy. If somebody hits his father, if someone's makal his father, he's Chai Misa. How do you know your father is your father? Oh, because Roy Bila Sachar Abbas. That's what you learn. Ruba, not only the Issa Kamant, that's a pasuk in the Torah, Achir Am Lahatis, but that's how you know Ruba the Lesser Kamant. Yerushalmi says that you know Cheskas Umdina also from the parasha Makkah Ovir V'Imoy. We spoke at in the beginning of the Masechta from the Hilgach Sam Sofer that was Mazbir Betuf Tam. What do you see in Makkah Ovir V'Imoy Cheskas Umdina? He said, because really, what's the Roiv of Makkah Ovir V'Imoy? Roiv Bilas Achir Abal. In other words, you don't know that the father is really the father. Now you know he's your mother's husband, but you just don't know he's your father. Why? Because maybe the mother was Mizana. And if the mother was Mizana, so maybe the child was born from Znus. And if that's the case, the husband of the mother is not really the father. Yeah, but it's fair to assume that Roiv of the Bilas came from the husband. And being that Roiv of the Bilas came from the husband, and even if there was a Bilas Nos, it's only a Miat of the Bilas, Alzen Nema Roiv Bilas Achra Abal, that's the Makar to Ruba de Lesser Kamon. But the Chassam Sofer said that really, this whole Roiv is all predicated on you knowing that there were Roiv Bilas from the Baal. He says, how do you know there were Roiv Bilas from the Baal? Mechatesi. Maybe there were no Bilas from the Baal. Meaning, what's every Roiv and every Miat? You have Teshachan Nuyos. So you know for sure, there's 10 pieces of meat in front of you, you know 9 of the butcher shops are kosher butcher shops. Okay, so over there you have the Roiv, you have the Miat. But in the case of the Roiv Bilas Achra Baal, who said there were Roiv Bilas Achra Baal? If you know there's Roiv Bilas Achra Baal, okay, so then you can go bust the Roiv. But how do you even know there was a Roiv Bilas Achra Baal? So the Chassam Sofer said, you know what the answer is? Zokti Yerushalmi, that's how you know Cheskas Umdana. Because there's a Chazaka that Mestama there were Bilas. And being that there's a Chazaka that Mestama there were Bilas, because that's Cheskas Minog Olam, so now you have the Roiv, once you have the Roiv. So from Makkah of Yima, you know Sai Cheskas Umdana and Sai Ruba the Lesser Kamon. You know Cheskas Umdana from the fact that we know and we can establish and we can ascertain that there were Roy Bilas from the Baal. You know Roy from the fact that you can go bust to the Roy. They're both independent Tanachis and they're both not totally Zebazah. But the bottom line is that Cheskas Umdana is a whole different type of Chazaka. In fact, that is the Makar to the whole idea of. And it has a different makar. What's the makar? Not nigei batim, which is the makar ta'ikim il sachazake, but rather it's learned out from makavim. There's a third type of chazaka. The machlik is Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon Gamliel throughout Shas. Do you establish a chazaka when something happens twice, or do you establish a chazaka when something happens three times? Negeya katlonis, it's negeya if a child dies machmas milo, sugi is in the end of perikabal yavimtai. According to Rebbe, a chazaka is established when something happens two times. According to Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, a chazaka is established when something happens three times. What's the makar to that chazaka? That we change the status of something. If something occurs again and again and maybe even again, it's not happened in the parasha of Shor HaMoed. Right? A shor that shtois is one times, two times, three times, is a shor tam. But by the fourth time already, it's going to be chayiv nezek shalom, it's going to be a Shor HaMoed. What's the svar of the machlokes is Rebbe Shimon Gamliel? So that's sugi hashas. But that's also a chazaka, where you can establish a chazaka by doing something again and again and again. Machlokes is two times, three times, shiloh, who we paskin like. But the bottom line is that's another type of chazaka, which has another makar. There's another type of chazaka, cheskas kinyan. That chazaka is just a type of kinyan. Just like kesef and shtar is a kinyan, chazaka is also a kinyan. Either way, so we have cheskas habatim, we have the parasha of cheskas gimel shanim. What kind of chazaka is this? Is this oikim milsa chazaka? Is this cheskas umdana? This has to do with the machloikis Rebbe Reb Shimon Gamliel, which, by the way, the whole chayusha shtelt su Rebbe Reb Shimon Gamliel when they establish why is it that a chazaka happens 3 years and not 2 years and not 4 years, or maybe it's a kinyan. I've been living in this property for 3 years. Habecha cheskas kinyan. So which chazaka is it? So if you look in the Rishonim, the Ritva says it right here in the beginning of Perek Cheskas Abatim. There's a very sharf lashon atosis in Bava Metzia Daf Kuf Yud, but this is poshit, and really it's something that is axiomatic, universally accepted, beyond a reasonable doubt. And that is, the chazaka that's cheskas gimel shanim is cheskas umdana. And really, the umdana is that a person would not let someone live in his house no less for 3 years and just not even say a word, not utter a peep. It's not possible somebody would do that. So if this person's been living here for 3 years and you knew about it and you didn't say a word, based on cheskas minig ha'olam, based on cheskas umdana, that's a non-sahadi. It's proof, it's a raya, that this person must be the owner of the property. And that is the yesod of cheskas gimel shanim. It's called a chazaka because it's working with the parish of cheskas umdana, which we know from the Yerushalmi is learned out from Makkah Ava ve'imay Moisumas. That is the nature, that is the gather of this chazaka. And just to deher it a little bit better, be'etzim, when there's a dispute, as far as property goes, between the Marakam and the Machzik, Avada, the Marakam is in the right. He's always the one that's going to get it. But if the Machzik has a Raya, he has an Anan Sahadi, he has a Cheskas Umdana, he has proof that it belongs to Avada, he's going to get it. Just like Shtar is a Raya, so too Cheskas Raya is Oichet Raya. And that is the aside in terms of understanding how a Cheskas Umdana works. But I want to tell you a Dovah Nifla. That Rav Nachum Pritzavis, and Chedusha Rav Nachum says, right in the beginning of Perek Cheskas Habatim, and it's mamish behemshich to everything that we've been talking about up until this point. And it's behektim, Ritva, in the beginning of Cheskas Habatim. The Ritva brings, Yesh Misha Oimer. He says, I found the Shita Sarishoinim that said, quote, She'ein chazokim ayeles, that the only time Cheskas Gimel Shanim works is if the machzik, the person that had the Cheskas Gimel Shanim, is physically in the property when he's claiming that it belongs to him. But if he's not in the property right now, he's not going to be able to maintain the property. The Ritva had a Yesh Oimrim that said that what would be if a person goes over to someone, he says that this property belongs to me. How do you know this property belongs to me? I have a Cheskas Gimel Shanim. I lived there from 2019 to 2022. And nobody was Moicha, not you, not nobody. And as a result, that's their Raya that it's mine. Now, grab it right now, I'm not there. And I haven't been there in a little bit of time. I have Eidei Chazaka that I was there for 3 years. So the Ritva brings a Yesh Misha Omer that in the event that somebody would claim that, it would not work. It would not be a Cheskas Gimel Shonim. If you want to have a Cheskas Gimel Shonim, you have to physically be there right now. But if you're not physically there right now, it's not going to be okay. Says the Ritva, Vize Einoi. No, it's not true. The Imkein, Yikone Shama Ma'arish, Yesh Le Eidei Yavois, the Yitre Gali Ba'anpe, Ubatat the Kol HaChazakas. He said, if that's the case, it's too easy to circumvent every Cheskas Gimel Shonim. You know why? Because the person that's the Marakama, the person has the Eidim Shalavoisai, is going to take the guy who was there for 3 years, he's going to bounce him out on his head. That's what it sounds like. V'yitre gali ba'anpe, right? Sounds like he's doing something very forcefully. And he's going to say, you're not here now. And because you're not here now, you're not being machzikin enough. You're not being machzikin, so the mele belongs to me. Says Ritva, if that's the case, batal to kol hachazokas. Elevadei lesa. It's for sure not like that. And then he says, v'chabirayis, v'chein hoidu li raboisai sheyichyu. And he says, all my Rebbe sheyichyu, they were all moided to me, that there's no way that a cheskes gimel shonim requires that the machzik should physically be in his property at that time. Stating that, this Yesh Misha Omer, that the Ritva is madchik in a very, very vicious way, is also the Shitas HaMe'iri. The Me'iri is in Bava Kama, Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amar Aleph. The Ritva says, the Me'iri says, quote, "De Eidei Chazaka ein Mo'ilin Elo Lahamid HaMuchzik B'cheskasai." Eidei Chazaka works if the machzik is being muchzik. But if the machzik is not being muchzik right now, he's not in the property, he's not here now. He has rayas and eidim that he was there for 3 years. Ob achshav, it's the right, he's not there, then he's not going to have a chazaka. So this Yesh Misha Omer is also the Shitas HaMe'iri. And the question is, what's the hesber in it? Why should you have to be there? What difference really does it make? What would even be the svara? What would be the havamina to say that the only time the chazaka would work is if you have Aiden, so you have an anansahadi that it's yours, if you have an anansi that it's yours. It only works if I'm there now. If I'm not there now, it's not going to work. So it says Rav Nachim, that l'chayru shteita on that shittas, yesh misha oimer, and l'chayru shteita in the Me'iri, a dover nifla, and that is as follows. Because the emes is, we've spoken about how really the whole concept of how we view muchzik and karka is a chiddush. And it's different from the way that we view muchzik and kol ha'toyra kula. And kol ha'toyra kula, if there's a suffix, who owns this piece of metaltalin? Who owns these nechasim? So whoever currently has it in his possession, he's the one that's going to be viewed as the rightful owner. Even if the other guy can prove that he's the marakama, that before the suffix was noilad, he for sure was the owner. We don't care. Muchzik is always other from Marakama. When it comes to Karka, there we don't care who the Muchzik is. There we look at the Marakama. We mention two different Mahalchim. Either because Muchzik is predicated on Cheskes Koma, and you don't have a Cheskes Koma. Chazaka Koma, Mashatachas Yad Adam, Areyu Shaloy is true by Metatlin, but by Karka it's too easy to walk into somebody else's property, and as a result, over there you don't have the Cheskes Koma. We spoke out what the Rosh Hashivas learned from the Lashon HaRambam and the Lashon HaTur and the Lashon of Tosfos in Bava Metzia, and that is that Karka is in an exela, so we always view it as if it's in the Rishus of the Marakam. But the point is this, that when it comes to Karka, even though I'm right now Tosfos in the Karka, even though right now I'm being Na Gadu Paras, I'm farming, I'm cutting down trees, I'm doing what the balabas would usually do. It doesn't matter. When it comes to karka, the muchzik is not the muchzik, but rather the muchzik is the marakama. Sedram nochum, yesh loimer. These rishonim held that the gather of cheskas gimel shonim and the gather of anan sahadi, that a person would not let somebody live in his property for 3 years and not say a word, is not that Anan Sahadi is an independent Anan Sahadi farzich. It's a cheskas umdana, like chazoka enam terech besudu mafsid, chazoka enam preya choyve terech smari, chazoka enam meyaz panam of neba choyve. And that chazoka in and of itself is enough to be moitzi, the karka from the marakam, and give it now to the machzik. It could be if you're looking at that Anan Sahadi in a vacuum, it's not stark enough to be able to do that. But you know what the Anan Sahadi could do? It's enough to say that the person that's being machzik in the karka right now is the muchzik. And the reason he keeps it is not mitzad cheskas umdana. He keeps it mitzad muchzik. I, by karka, I thought you can't be the muhsik. There's no such thing as muhsik. The marakam is abik the muhsik. That's if you weren't there for 3 years. But if you were there for 3 years, being in the property for 3 years makes you now the muhsik. So it's true, all that raid, the whole mavui to cheskes abatim, that's all lule the fact that you were there for 3 years. But the rega, you're there for 3 years, now everything changes. So it's true that you don't have your classic muhsik when it comes to karka, but it's a little bit of a misnomer because there actually is a way to become a classic muhsik when it comes to karka. How do you become a classic muhsik if you're there for 3 years? And it's in that way that metalflin and karka are different. Because metalflin, if I'm wearing the shirt, if it's in my possession for 1 second, then already chazok kol mashat hachasiyat adam arei ushaloi. And anan sahadi the mai the toughest hai didehu. It happens mamish instantly. When it comes to karka, it doesn't happen instantly. When it comes to karka, it's something that has to develop. It's something that takes a little bit of time. But 3 years, I'm being machzik in this karka, oh, then already I become the muchzik. And then already, it's me that's viewed as being the one that has the cheskes mamon, and it's not the marakam anymore that's viewed as being the one that has the cheskes mamon. So says Reb Nochim, that's the shita of the Yesha Omer. That's the shita of the Meiri. That being that the whole svara of cheskes gimel shanim, the whole cheskes umdino, is not a svara farzich to give it to you, but it's only to make you into the muhsik. So if that's the case, I have to be the muhsik. And if right now I'm not being machzik in this piece of property, how am I going to get this piece of property? And that's the oimik, that if you're there right now, it's going to work. Loshin of the Yesh Misha Oimik. She'in chazok my elas elo lu'uk mi arbiyad ha-machzik kishu betoicha. Because if I'm in it, so now you have the haschola of being the machzik. But if I'm not in it, then come over, I'm not the machzik. You're the marakama, I'm nothing. I have an anansahadi. Anansahadi is not enough. The anansahadi works in conjunction. It works in tandem. It works b'shutfis, b'yachad, b'achtis with the muhsik. But if I'm not muhsik, I don't have anything. That's what the Meiri means. The Eidei Chazoko, ein mayilin elo lahamid ha-muhsik b'cheskasa. But to the extent that I'm not the muhsik right now, in that instance, it's not going to work. Reb Nochem said that the emes is, I have another makar to this chiddush. And that is in the Rashba. And the Rashba is on daflamid beis amid beis. So in the sugi that we learned yesterday, the sugi of Rabba and Rav Yosef, the sugi of Gach and Velachish. So if you remember, a person walked into Beis Din, and my boy is Bayara, I bought it from you, here's my shtar, it's Mezuyif, and he was Gach and Velachish le Rabba, that in shtar is Zayfa, who mi shtar ma'al yahavali ve'irchis. And I figured, in kit hai biyudai kaldu. So what Rabba say? He's believe with amigo. What Rav Yosef say? He's not believe with amigo. So we spoke out from Tosfos on the top of Daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis, and really this Tosfos is on Daf Beis Amid Aleph and Masechtas Bava Metzia and Daf Kuf Teh Zayin Amid Aleph and Masechtas Bava Metzia. What really was the machloikis between Rabbi and Rabbi Yois? Rabbi said he has a migu, Rabbi Yois said he doesn't have a migu. So we said the machloikis was migu lahoitzei aminon or migu lahoitzei lo yaminon. The reason Rabbi Yosef held that you not believe with a migu is because it's a migu lahoitzei, and migu lahoitzei lo yamrina. What did Rabbah hold? So either Rabbah holds migu lohitzi yamrina, or maybe Rabbah holds it's a migu di'iba yishasak, all the raid that we spoke about. But the bottom line is that the reason, says Tosfos, that Rav Yosef held that you don't have a migu in the case of Gach and Velachish is because it was a migu lohitzi, and migu lohitzi lo yamrina. So look, Tosfos, you're going to tell me it's a migu lohitzi. Who has the migu? The person that's in the land right now, the machzik. If the machzik is in the land, how is that a migu lohitzi? That's not a migu lohitzi. That's really a Amigul Hachzik, right? The Marakama is trying to get the Machzik out of the property. So the Marakama, the Ma'arer is the Moitzi. L'chayr, the Machzik is the Muchzik. Says Tosfos, Umasha hu Muchzik Bekarka. You're going to tell me that the person who's in the property right now, he's really the Muchzik. In a klum. The Karka Becheskes Balea Kaima. Because Karka is Becheskes Balea. And being the karkas becheskes balel, so therefore we look at it as being really in the rishos of the marakama. And we said yesterday that this is related to the mavui to cheskes abatim. Ad kedei kach, even in the next toises, where toises learns up in Rav Idi Barabin, maybe not that way. We said over from Reb Ruvein and the Reshiva is that nobody can be soivel that the machzik is going to be viewed as being the real muhsik. The marakama is for sure the muhsik, because when it comes to karkas, it's always the marakama that's considered the muhsik. Freak the Rajba says, I understand. If that's true, and the reason Rabbi Yosef held that the migu doesn't work on Daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis because it's a migu lahoitzi, And even though the machzik is machzik in the karka right now, but we view him as a moitzni, because the one that has the cheskes mamin is the marakama, it's not the machzik. Frank the Rajbe, if that's the case, a migu should never work in cheskes abatim. And in the words of the Rajbe, bekulu pirkin, migu works. I feel about it. Says, I understand. The whole pair of ches, how many migus have we had in cheskes abatim? These are some of the hardest migus in Shas, by the way. But the bottom line is, the whole cheskes abatim is flooded with migus. So, Frank, I don't understand what's going on here. The Rashi says, I'm poshut, don't chap. Rav Yosef is saying, migu lahoitzi lo yamrinan. That means anytime the machzik wants to have a migu, as the cham migu lahoitzi. So then how is there any migu in the whole cheskes abatim? It has no avon. Says the Rashi, quote, uledvarav. That's true after you already have a cheskas gimel shonim. The bahachi, because then nafkale mecheskase the moicher vekamale becheskase the lekeach. Because once you have a cheskas gimel shonim, then everything changes. Then the moicher, the ma'aru, the marakam is not the muchzik anymore. Then the lekeach, the machzik is the muchzik. Ukendamrina bereish pirkin kimavu in the beginning of the parak. In this case, you remember this story? What happened? Reuben went over to Shimon and said, what are you doing on my property? What did he do? He pulled out a shtar. The Rashbam spoke out right away. He didn't have a cheskes gimel shonim. He had a shtar, which turned out was a shtar mezuyif. So really, all he had was a koyach ha-taina. The taina was my property. You want to be nemo with a taina and a migu? Migu lahitzi lo yamrinon. Aye, what do you mean? You're in the property? No, the marakam is considered the muchzik. But zok derajman, all the cases of cheskes abatim, this guy already has cheskes gimel shonim. Narvas. He has Edim Shalavoisai. There's some issue over here. Right? There's a coil that said that it belongs to the assignment. There's problems. But at the end of the day, Ichab Cheskas Gimel Shonim. Zok the Rajbo. The minute you have Cheskas Gimel Shonim, now you're the Muchzik. You're the Muchzik. I thought by Karka the Marakam is always the Muchzik. No. That's true up until you have a cheskes gimel shonim. The minute you have a cheskes gimel shonim, now you're a muchzik. Zok Rav Nochin, the Rashba saying mamish veheinein advarim. He's saying this yesoid, and that is the cheskes gimel shonim is not just an abstract anansahadi. Cheskes gimel shonim, it alters who exactly the muchzik is. In metaltalin, the machzik is always the muchzik. In karka, the marakam is considered the muchzik. Unless the machzik has a cheskes gimel shonim. The minute you have edim that you've been living there for 3 years, not only do you have a raya that it's yours, but now you become the muchzik. In fact, according to some Yishayim, says Rav Nachman, it could be that's the only reason you're zoich in it. Because if you're not a muchzik, the yesha oimah that the Ritva brings, and the Me'iri and Baba Kama Kuf Yudbeis, Yutaka wouldn't be able to keep it, because the nan tzadi in and of itself is not enough. What it does is it gives you a cheskes mamin, and you could be zoich as it relates to the chazaka that you have. So just to start, to go back to where we started, cheskes abatim, it's a chazaka. What kind of chazaka is it? We were mayrich a little bit, but mokum where we could have been makatzer. We said, there's this type of chazaka, there's that type of chazaka, there's another chazaka, there's a fourth chazaka. And really all these different chazakas have different makairis. It's all the same word, but that just tricks us a little bit. They're fundamentally different. It's not all the same. Which chazaka is cheskes abatim? So he says, poshet. It's an anantzahadi. Tfas says it right in the beginning of cheskes abatim. By the way, if you thought it was necessary to bavon what type of chazaka cheskes abatim is, take a look at the Ritva. He says, this chazaka is not cheskes kinyan. It's the first Ritva in the parak. He makes a big deal about what we made a big deal about, just following the lead of the Hilgi Rishonim. But the point is this. The point is a whole bunch of different types of chazakas. We have to figure out which chazaka this is. Pashtus, it's an anzahadi. It's what the Chasam Sofer used to refer to as cheskas minag oilam. It's a chazaka of Edom Terech Pesudam Afsida. That is the nature of the chazaka. But kimavur, in this rate from Rav Nachum, it could be it's a little bit sharper than that. It could be it's a cheskes mamin. It's muchzik. Cheskes gimel shonim is muchzik. And you know what that makes? It makes the marakama now subject to zek klal gadol b'din hamoitzi mechaveri yalav araya. Cheskes gimel shonim is not just a cheskes umdana. It's a cheskes mamin. What's the mile of being a cheskes mamin? So this is kunchus hasfekes and ktsois 101. Cheskes mamin has certain miles over a regular chazaka. Right? Usually, if there's a face off between a roiv and a chazaka, so everybody knows ruba v'chazaka ruba adif. But when it comes to cheskes mamin, ein holchem b'mamin acharot. Right? You can't be moitzi from a muchzik with a roiv. So you're talking that there would be nafkaminas. whether you're coming to mitzad the cheskas umdana, or you're coming to mitzad the fact that you're the mochzik, right? Usually when you look at a cheskas umdana, so the way the herod is a safik, and the cheskas umdana is machriya the safik. If I'm mochzik in something, the lumdus of it could be is I don't even see a safik. And you go over to someone, what are you doing with my tie? He says, what do you mean? Chazaka kol ma'asha tachas yad adam. This is my tie. So the gedder is a suffix with a hachra? No. If I'm wearing it, we assume it's mine. You want to tell me that it's yours? I don't know. Come up with some story and then we'll talk. But up until then, we don't even dehera suffix. If cheskas gimel shana means that you're the muchzik, so now you're kicking into a whole nother gear. You're invoking the whole parasha of Cheskes Mammon. Either way, two Havanas in terms of how to understand the lumdis of Cheskes Gimel Shanim. And we will stop here.